Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida has set yet another record for new positive coronavirus cases. 3,207 new cases were confirmed in the last day. That shatters a record set Tuesday. Even though the Tampa Bay area accounts for 13% of Florida's population, about one-fifth of the new cases are here. The two largest counties in our area also set single-day record highs for new coronavirus cases today, Hillsborough with 337 and Pinellas with 203. Models predict danger ahead for Florida. One model suggests more than 18,000 Floridians could die from COVID-19 by October. At least 3,061 people who tested positive for coronavirus have died in Florida so far. The former Florida Department of Health data scientist who built her own COVID-19 dashboard says she'll keep the independent website up and running as long as she can afford to. Here's more from Abe Abaraya.
Rebecca Jones says she was fired after she refused to manipulate data in the state's dashboard to make the case for reopening Florida's economy. She says her supervisors didn't like a tool she built in the state's dashboard that drew attention to the fact that the vast majority of Florida counties didn't meet the state's own criteria to continue reopening.
The thing that I put my foot down on was going into the actual data and changing numbers so that those counties, mostly rural counties, would meet the criteria to reopen when they didn't.
Jones raised more than $170,000 on GoFundMe to launch her own dashboard. A spokesperson for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Jones, quote, exhibited a repeated course of insubordination during her time with the department. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
Pasco County released plans today to give parents a choice of three options for students when classes resume in August. Students can opt to either attend classes in person on campus with a standard school schedule, or enroll in live online classes interacting with teachers on a standard school schedule, or another online option in which students study at their own pace and contact teachers as needed. There's more information on the Pasco Schools website. Florida could close schools during the state's primary in August and during the presidential election in November under an executive order issued by Governor DeSantis. The governor said he's also encouraging state workers to staff precincts. The action was meant to provide more flexibility to elections officials across the state who are worried that the coronavirus outbreak could pose challenges during key elections this year. Elections officials said the governor's order fell short of expectations. They were hoping for consolidated voting sites that the governor would allow voting to start sooner so they could begin counting absentee ballots earlier. Tonight, you can expect partly cloudy skies with overnight low temperatures in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
The chief cultural emblem of our times is this, wearing a mask or not. These low-tech, high-impact coverings are so simple and effective at helping reduce the COVID-19 infection rate that our top political leaders' failure to produce, distribute, and require them en masse when the pandemic first spread ranks somewhere between stupid and criminal. But while our leaders failed, the people themselves have led, rapidly turning homemade mask making into a booming cottage industry and a charitable act. Meanwhile, though, big corporations rushed out like mass thieves to exploit the crisis. Even as their lobbyists shoved to the front of the line to grab billions in public relief funds meant for small Main Street businesses, they churned out touchy-feely PR campaigns portraying Amazon warehouses, hefty trash bags, McDonald's fries, and Walmart's forced-to-work clerks as the epitome of all-in-this-together Americanism. Their message in this global pandemic is that what unites us as a people is crass commercialism, so buy something from us! Then there are the billionaire-funded right-wing political fronts that are staging protests against masks. Yes, the Koch Brothers Network and other laissez-faire extremists are intentionally trying to divide Americans in this time of national crisis by demonizing mask-wearing. Confusing patriotism with nutballism, some self-proclaimed Patrick Henrys now feel entitled to trample on America's common good and freely breathe their COVID infections into our public air, often while mocking and even assaulting retail employees, bus drivers, and others who are just trying to get everyone to live and let live. This is Jim Hightower saying, in this strange time, the modest mask has become a complex social symbol of competing acts of generosity, greed, and goofiness. The good news is that generosity is prevailing over the other two.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to,
Visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.